pump may be located within a mile or two of the pit. The concentrator's primary function is to reduce the size of the rock to powder fine slurry and then separate the useful metallic minerals from the ordinary rock particles. Concentrates would then be hauled on a regular basis by rail or by large trucks from the concentrator to the coast. During the shipping season, there would also be haulage of fuel and supplies from the coast to the mine. The concentrates would be stored in a large covered building at the port. During the shipping season, the concentrates would be shipped to smelters such as the Nichols Winter Trail, a slight effect of the mine of the Canadian Army. Development of the Red Dog would provide significant employment opportunities for Nana shareholders. It would also be a source of income to Nana as part of the corporation's overall economic development program. Hire area residents, the training and employment of Nana shareholders, mining operation offers a variety of employment opportunities, ranging from highly skilled technical positions to semi-skilled and unskilled jobs. Although it is impossible to determine at this time the exact number of jobs that will be required after Red Dog, reasonable estimates indicate that approximately 200 to 300 positions will be involved. These jobs will be in one of five major areas. The first major area is in the pit operation. Jobs include surveying, operating heavy equipment such as ore hauling trucks, front-end loaders, bulldozers, graders, drill rigs, service vehicles, and light trucks, as well as casual labor jobs. The second area is concentrator operations. Technical and maintenance skills are required to oversee the crushing and concentrating operations. Jobs range from operations operators to chemical analysts and laborers. Jobs will also be provided in shops and services. This involves a wide range of essential jobs, including heavy duty mechanics, electricians, millwrights, plumbers, pipe fitters, air helpers, and apprentices. These will also be needed for office services, management, personnel, safety, and accounting functions. By the operation are handled by an office staff. Jobs include professional and clerical positions. The fifth job area is engineering and geology services. People in this area plan future mining production to provide data on ore grades and the metal content of the ore. Civil, mechanical, and electrical and mining engineering services are also needed. Occupations include geologists, engineers, geological, and survey technicians. Our exploration activities in the area have already provided a number of summer jobs for NAM shareholders, with an increasing number of jobs expected to be available this summer. Training is an important element in the employment process in any operation. Since mining would be new to this area, the first training priority will be to familiarize NAM shareholders and other local residents for the various jobs that will be available at the mine. Specific training programs for the various jobs will be developed with the actual training conducted by Cominco, outside training schools, or in conjunction with local organizations such as NANA or the Cottonwood Technical Center. The majority of the job training programs will involve both classroom instruction and on-the-job training. Most job training will begin shortly before the startup of the operation. However, some training will start before commencement of operations and would typically involve initial training at other chemical operations until the Red Dog begins operations itself. Recent or graduating high school students could begin college or trade school programs now that would allow them to obtain professional and other jobs requiring special knowledge or skills. Jobs at the Red Dog will enable them to remain in the region. The Lincoln's policy of developing training and employment programs in the North is based on experience gained in working with Inuit settlement councils in Canada and in Greenland. At Polaris, Operation Paintac was developed to provide job training to Inuit residents at the beginning of operation.
We talked about the income we would get before they went into production already. Cover the rest of it. From here on, after they start production, we have a different deal. When they start producing, selling the metal that they produce, we'll get a percentage of it during the time that they're trying to get the money back that they put in. They could put in hundreds of millions of dollars getting it started. Right now, it looks like it'd be pretty close to maybe $500 million just to build it and enjoy it. And they'll have to get their money back. During that time, we'll still be paid. We'll be paid about 4.5% of the value of the minerals that they sell. And that'll come to about, $7-8 million a year. And it would get, and it could be for 15 or 20 years. And then after that, after they get their money back, then we go to 25% of the money that they make. And it goes up every 5 years, another 5%, until it reaches 50%. And it'll go on from there. At 25%, what they would pay us if the mine worked like we were guessing it might, it would be maybe around $60 million a year that they would pay now. But I guess the 50 would be over $100 million a year that they would pay now. I want to point out here that if that all this works out, it should be a pretty good deal for NAM. All of this money is subject to the 7I provision of the Settlement Act or the sharing provision. We have to share most of this money with other regions in Alaska, just as they have to share with us if they've developed something like this. So we'll keep about 34% of it, and the rest of it goes to the other regions. So we don't get it all. Well, I'd like to make another point here. And this is that when we talk about manna here, we went after two things. The most important thing was to get jobs for our shareholders in the region long term. That's still the most important thing. While we were at it, we're going to get some profit out of it for you as shareholders too, through the company. We've got to look at this mining development as if it was our development. Because you have to. This is NANA's mine. Even though Cominco is our partner in this, we're in it with them. So if it's going to work out to where we get the benefit of the jobs, and we get the benefit of the profits from a successful mine, we're going to have as much to do with this as Cominco. We can't look at it like somebody else's job. It's ours. Wouldn't have started unless you shareholders, until you shareholders told us that that's what you wanted. So we went after it, and we got this far with it. And to make it successful, you're going to have to pitch in and help. Of course, you'll get the benefits if you do. So if you look at this mine, look at it like it's yours. Partners in it are Cominco and NANA, and you're NANA. Not me. You are. Just as much NANA as I am. Look at it that way. We're getting these jobs for you. We want you to prepare for them. And we'll give the opportunity for people to get trained. We're working with Cominco on that. We'll work through our existing organizations to hire people. The long-term local hire goal for this thing is 100% shareholder hire. We can make it. In any case, we're trying to get as many shareholders as we can on those jobs right away by the time it starts, if we get that far. And we're going to have your help. We're setting up on our computers a shareholder hire program. We'll keep information about all our shareholders, all of you who are wanting to work, wanting to get training, or who already have skills. We can take it off the computer. We'll give this, when Cominco says we need 10 truck drivers, they come to us with it. We punch it out on a computer and we get a list of names of people who have those skills, who might be available. We turn it over to Manila Manpower, and they go looking for you, get you on the job. We're going to work very hard at this, because that's what we're this mine gets going up to speed, the payroll for the employees is going to run about $10 million a year. That's a lot of benefits that could come to the village. That's not saying we're going to get it all at once, because as far as I know, we don't have any mining engineers. We're not going to have any mine superintendents for 10, 15, maybe even 20 years. Hopefully, during that time, our people will get the training necessary and experience and work their way up into those jobs too. That's what this thing is all about. We're going to need your help.
Thank you. kaveri nomade tapi semua kalau tuh dari dulu itu kau tuh karena isau dulu dah isau dulu itu sempat berusi dan kemudian kita sebagai ampang nempat so gua kerja mengalami kasih ilmu kayaknya warna mungkin cuma dengan udah dikasih ya gua ada mengguna sama kita kalau menolong ini kebetulan ilusi pergi sih dan mengguna gua ulang nih gua pergi ikut ini semua dikawin kita awet
Well, the development and operation of a mine in the Nana region will provide a variety of economic and social benefits to the residents of the area. As with any new industry, some problems arise. For Nana and Kumiko, to deal with these problems, there must be a recognition of the existing social, cultural, religious, and economic situation in the area. Kumiko's approach at the Red Dog will be supportive of traditional Inupiat values. Good communication between Kumiko, Nana, and the Nana shareholders must continue to be developed to provide Nana and you as shareholders the opportunity to take part in the planning and establishment of the various policies and programs. We are pleased to be working with Nana from the Red Dog and to have this opportunity to provide you with some information on the project and our approach to evaluating it in the immediate future. I personally believe this is an exciting opportunity for Nana and Kumiko. At this time, John will give us two concluding remarks and then we can go into some questions and
answer. One of the people in Kivalina when we were there ago kind of explained his way of looking at this. He says, I'm a subsistence hunter. To me, that's the most important thing. But we have to have jobs. What we're trying to do here is what you guys told us. Get jobs. Protect subsistence. So we're going to try to do both. We're probably going to make a few mistakes, but we're trying to write this up as best we can so that there isn't too many mistakes. Kivalina and Nodak people are going to have a lot to say about this. We made sure of that. We wrote it in. On the operating committee for representing Nana are Roland representing Nodak and Bert Adams representing Kivalina. We intend to have one of our board members from each of these villages on that. Six people that we've got on the operating committee all the time. And then, of course, we've got the elders who will be advising us on subsistence and environment. But we're going to do everything we can to make that work. But it's going to take support by you. There'll be people coming in this summer doing some of these studies. We'll try to make sure that they don't waste your time. There's a lot of these people that do these studies waste people's time to ask dumb questions. We'll try to avoid that. I don't know if we will, because the government requires some of these dumb questions to be asked. But we'll try to do what we can. There'll be people, there'll be jobs available. People will be contacted with some of you that are looking for work. There'll be a few available this summer, and hopefully more later in the future. When it starts looking good, we're going to start getting into training programs. Some of the things we're looking at now is to try to get as many people to heavy equipment and heavy equipment mechanics, and operators and mechanics training in the next couple of years. We're trying to get that started. If the mine doesn't open, well, we got a few people that are can build airports or something. I think that's one area where our people should be able to get those jobs. You don't require that much. it's training or education, and most of our people are pretty good at this kind of job, so we should get those kind of things. We'll do those early. We're still going to work with kids in high school and college to get the kind of training we need, engineers, those kinds of things, over the long run, so they'll have our own engineers at the mine eventually. That. We'll answer any questions you have about any of this. English or any kind of English.
Παλιάκον, τα πιμόνα χανιά θέλουν καυσίγον, να γωνε, ανώ, αρχιέ, έχουν εσύ πάντε καόλους, απ' εχρό πιούβα.
I'm not sure of that, because we just signed the agreement yesterday. So give us a couple more days before we get into that. We've been talking to the Kotzebue Technical Center to see how much of the training that they can work with for about a year now. We're trying to produce some programs, but some of them are going to be a little hard. We're just talking about heavy equipment operators and mechanics. The closest heavy equipment operator school is in Washington State. We're looking at sending people drillers, for instance, to school in Canada. So we're looking at some other things, but it'll probably be next fall, the earliest.
How long will the training be?
Depends on what it is. Usually those kind of heavy equipment type ones run from 12 to 18 months. We can get some of the training through will. Smaller drilling stuff, like the power drilling that they're doing, we think we might be able to set up a training course in Alaska. Heavy equipment stuff. Women can operate heavy equipment too. big equipment. Those jobs are available. They got all kinds of other jobs up there if you don't like heavy equipment that they're available too. They need bookkeepers, and secretaries, and radio operators, and medics, and you name it. They've got all kinds of jobs. It's essentially like a small city when it gets one. But if you want the jobs that men normally go after, all you got to do is get the training, apply for those. A lot of the work inside the concentrator, the assay work and that kind of stuff, is done by women. In most cases, they're better at those kind of jobs. I don't know of any mine superintendents that are women yet. Maybe this will be the first one.
Jeg har ikke været kommet til at se, hvor det er eksamen. Hvor der kommer ned, hvor jeg har givet dig et job. Jeg var over lov om det. Så kom jeg til at se på det. Så kom jeg til at se på det.
It up so that it's not an eyesore and stuff like that. They have to do it. Maybe we have to work that out. This is so long a project, we kind of left it open. So we have the option of either buying or accepting the buildings. If not, then they've got to clean it up. If it's necessary. Maybe we just say we abandon it because it's not there. That's the decision we make down there. Hopefully it'll be 100 years or more, so I don't have to be around. Maybe if we, if you took a look at some of the displays, come on up here, you get some more.
That's the end of the NOAA Tech meeting tape.